Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam. You are listening to the Asma'un Nabi program with myself, Muhammad Bam. And online we have is Mulana Muhammad Ali. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jumma Mubarak to you.
Jazakumullah. Same to you, Mulana.
Amen. Well, we can get on with the program.
Jazakumullah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And the choicest blessings of Allah Ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. Foremost of them being granting us Iman and then linking us up to Him through the most beloved creation of Allah Ta'ala, the most honorable person ever to set foot on the face of this earth. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are discussing the beautiful names of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through these names, we aspire and we hope to come to know our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better. It is not just the name that we are discussing, we remind ourselves, but we are discussing the history and the life behind the beautiful name of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through each name we get a clearer picture, we are introduced more deeply to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his life. And the reason for that is that we then inculcate and we propagate the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bring it into our own lives, become an example for those to follow. If we have to ponder on some very important aspect, and it is this that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi of Allah till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that this deen is going to overpower all the other deens. Just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that the Quranul Kareem is going to be preserved and it is in no way going to be ever adulterated or changed because Allah will protect it. So in the same way, the way of life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is necessarily protected by Allah Ta'ala. And it will be protected. It will remain pure and pristine. And it will be applicable to all segments of society. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that it has got something to offer to everybody. People come from different backgrounds. People are different. And we will find that the deen is so beautiful and so flexible, if you look at the sunnah, that different aspects of the sunnah can be applied by different people. There are some who can practice on a sunnah but can't practice on another sunnah. But there will be somebody else who can practice on the other sunnah. Allah Ta'ala has created people differently and He's put different rujhana, different inclinations and different enthusiasms within themselves. So based on that, we find that the entire ummah spread out wherever they might be with different people, with different backgrounds, with different shock and zawq, as you say, different desires and enthusiasm, practice upon the sunnah. And in this way, the entire sunnah is collectively preserved and practiced upon till the day of Qiyamah. Everywhere, at any given time, there is some or other sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being practiced. Like we look at the method of sitting of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find there are more than one posture given to us. And if we look at the method of how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew his hair, we find there are different styles that have been given to us. And if we look at how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah, then we find that the fuqaha, the a'imma, mujtahideen have classified and codified it. And we find that it has been preserved in the four madhahib, according to which we find that someone or other is practicing the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his proper way, And all this constitutes the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the beauty of Deen al-Islam. So when we are looking at the names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are looking at not only his name, but the different ways in how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried out different things. At this point in time, the very important name that we are discussing is Al-Habib, the beloved of Allah. And this name here is not just a name, but it is an integral part of our iman, without which our iman is defective, probably null and void also. And also the iman of a person is very, very strong. The person himself becomes virtuous if he has inculcated the love, and Allah increases his reward in different actions based on his love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Habib, the most beloved Nabi, the most beloved creation of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has to necessarily be loved, because without his love we will not get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can say, I will love Allah minus the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encapsulated in one word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, and you want Allah to love you back, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then you must follow me. And following me has got different meanings. It means, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, follow my way of life. Most importantly, you will only be able to follow me if you have got the love of my way. It's so obvious, if a person got love for the ways of someone who he admires, who he holds in high esteem, whom he has got in high regard, then automatically he is going to love everything about that person, no matter how or what it might look to somebody else. But he will say, this is the way of my beloved. And therefore he will then follow. So in this word, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, necessarily the connotation and the essence of love is contained, alhamdulillah. So therefore we have to ask ourselves that how much of love do we have for the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much of neglect are we showing? And Allah save us, Allah save us. But here are there those people who have got a certain kind of a hatred, it's a very strong word to use, a dislike for any of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should be very, very careful. Have love for it. Even if we do not have the ability to practice it, we will still love it, and we will say, this is the way of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But out of my own weakness, out of my own natural capacity, I am unable to carry out this particular sunnah, but I love it. I really love it. And there are so many sunnahs that we can bring into our life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so that collectively the entire ummah is practicing on each and every sunnah. There are so many sunnahs we don't even know. When we come to know why this certain Allah wala, certain saint of Allah doing a certain thing in a certain way, it might look foreign to us. And when we make a little bit of an inquiry, then he quotes a hadith for us. He says, this also is from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, this is how he had done it. So alhamdulillah, all over the world, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. And whoever is practicing on the sunnah actually is doing it out of his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam burns brightly in the heart of every ummati in one or other degree. Alhamdulillah, walhamdulillahi ala thalik. Last week we spoke about the reward, how Allah will give virtue to the person who has got the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are going to just look at some of the examples of our pious predecessors in as far as expressing and displaying and having love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned. We did quote one hadith wherein Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that those in my ummah who have got the strongest love for me are those people who will come after me. Some of them would give their family and wealth to have seen me. So in other words, here in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually speaking about an intense degree of love of those people who have not seen him, and that is you and me, and you and I. And what won't we do to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Any ummati will give whatever he possesses. And a little example, a similar example, is found in our trip to Madinah Munawwara. Why do we go to Madinah Munawwara? And how much don't we spend to be in Madinah Munawwara? Why do we go to Madinah Munawwara? We go to Madinah Munawwara to be in the city of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how don't we save up for that? And how don't we look forward to that? And how don't we sacrifice? Sometimes we have to leave our families and go because we are going to be in the city of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this particular hadith has been narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and a similar one has also been narrated by Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And we also quote the hadith of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who described his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in two levels. He says, I love you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except more than myself. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, your iman is not complete and perfect until you don't love everything else more than me. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then expressed, he didn't just say it for the sake of, but he said it with the passion and with the sincerity that now, you know what? I love you more. I love you more than everything, including myself. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, now, O Umar, now your iman is perfect. So, alhamdulillah, here we find Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu being certified as a perfect mu'min by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Walau karihal munafiqun. Even the munafiqun who hate Umar radiallahu anhu, they can't say anything about it. Because here we find the authentication, accreditation, certification coming from none other than Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is a beautiful wording and a statement has been made by Abda bint Khalid ibn Ma'dan. She says, Khalid, she's speaking about Khalid now. She says, Khalid never went to bed without remembering how he yearned for the Messenger of Allah and companions among the Muhajirun and the Ansar. And he would name them every night. He used to speak about the Sahaba, about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba from the Muhajirun and Ansar was a great amount of love. And she says, he used to say it in the most beautiful way. He says, he used to say, Hum asli wa fasli, Hum asli wa fasli, they are my root and they are my branch. Subhanallah, that was a statement I was saying. That this man has so much of love for Allah's Rasul and the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, and he gave them the likeness. He says, they are my root and they are my branch. And he used to say with regard to his heart, he says, وَإِلَيْهِ مِحَنُّ قَلْبِي, and my heart desires for them. قَالَ شَوْقِي إِلَيْهِمْ, I have yearned for them for a long time. My desire to be with them is now prolonged. So what a lot of pain, what a lot of love this man had over a long period of time. It appears from his words that he saw the Sahaba, he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he lived for a very long time thereafter. And each time at night he used to sit and cry for them. We don't even do that for our parents. Nobody sits up every night for the past 50 years or 40 years or 30 years or 10 years and cries, you know, my mother like this. Alhamdulillah, we remember them and we speak about them from time to time. But it was the ma'mool and the practice of this particular Sahabi, his wife says. He never used to go to bed. He used to mention them by name and he used to say that my heart has yearned for them over a very, very long period of time. Subhanallah. And then he used to say, who is going to say this? فَعَجِّلْ رَبَّ قَبْضِي إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى يَغْلِبُهُ النَّوْمِ. Then he used to say, oh Allah, hasten my meeting with you. Hasten my being taken by you. In other words, bring my death quickly. Why? So that I can be with them. And he used to say this until he used to fall off to sleep. Now, no matter how a person loves somebody else, how he loved them, we haven't heard anybody saying, no, I need to die quickly now. can you go meet up with them. Once we bury them, qabr is closed, everything, and we come away. And like we know that life care is on, we do miss them, we make sabr, we cry for them, we speak about them with fond memories. But I don't know if anyone has heard anybody saying, you know, I wish I can just die and go be with them now, with his relatives or friends or anybody, except for the noble Sahaba. And here we find this is an example of what kind of love these people actually had in their heart for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and obviously in this particular narration, even the noble companions. It is related that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is now the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala has brought it to our attention, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam appreciated it. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. What he is to say, وَرُوِيَ عَنْ أَبِي بَكْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ. The one who has sent you with the truth, by him in whose name, who has sent you with the truth, I would be happier if Abu Talib, that is your uncle, were to become a Muslim, more than I would be happy if Abu Quhafa were to become a Muslim. In other words, Abu Talib did not become a Muslim. We know he passed away on non-Islamic way. And Abu Quhafa became a Muslim, alhamdulillah. Now when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made the statement, maybe after his father became Muslim, maybe father still had not become a Muslim, but he used to say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll be much, much, much more happy if your uncle Abu Talib became a Muslim, then I would be happy if my own father became Muslim. Not that he would not have been happy, alhamdulillah, he would have been happy if father became Muslim. But why was he so much, much, much more happier? He was so much more happier because he says that the accepting of Islam of Abu Talib would make you much more happy, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because you would be much more happier at the Islam of your uncle. Therefore, for you to be more happy is what matters to me. And therefore, I would be more happier if your uncle, Abu Talib, became a Muslim. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said a similar thing to Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he became a Muslim somewhere during the Meccan era, but he kept his Islam concealed. And later on, it is only on the occasion of the conquest of Mecca that he revealed and divulged to the people that he is a Muslim. So what did he say? MashaAllah, he said the most beautiful thing. He said to Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, oh Abbas, you becoming a Muslim is more dearer to me than Al-Khattab, my own father, becoming a Muslim. Because your becoming a Muslim is much more dearer and much more pleasing to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what you are saying is, nothing pleases me more than this, that my beloved Nabi, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is pleased. Obviously, I would have been pleased if my father became a Muslim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also be pleased. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so, so, so much more pleased at your Islam. And that is why I am so happy that you became a Muslim. And you know the famous incident that is mentioned, also another example, on the occasion of Uhud, when the rumor was spread at that time in Medina Munawara that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been martyred. And there was a major turmoil going on in Medina. And the people of Medina came rushing out to the plains of Uhud, to the battlefield of Uhud. And they were all worried. Some were hearing that their families are martyred. Some are hearing that their husbands or whatever. And some had been overtaken by this grief that there was a rumor spread that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was martyred. So, one particular lady, the story is recorded in the Fadha'il A'mal, and we must read the Fadha'il A'mal daily to our children. It creates a great amount of love in their hearts for the Sahaba and for the deen generally, alhamdulillah. So we find that somebody told this one particular lady that, you know what, your husband has been martyred. She says, yes. Well, how is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Say, your brother has been martyred. She said, okay, yes, and how is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And they tell her, you know, your son has also been martyred. She said, okay, and what about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then afterwards, when she found out that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is all safe and sound, then she says, I can now accept the grief of all my family having been martyred. But until and unless I did not know that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is safe and sound, nothing mattered to me. So in other words, every other grief can now be accepted, it can be tolerated, it can be dealt with when I know that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is well. So from here we again learn the important lesson that the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so intense in these people. There are a few incidents mentioned like this. The one which we will conclude on is that of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On the one occasion when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave da'wah in the haram in the early days of Makkah, and he was beaten so mercilessly that he actually had to be carried out of the haram and taken home. And at that time he was in a state of, we can say, unconsciousness, and his mother was concerned. And when he finally came to, and it was then told to him that would you like to have something to eat, obviously when somebody has been injured in such a bad way, he will first thing when he comes to, you ask him, want something to drink, something to eat. He says, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is all he was worried about. He was a true lover and true ashiq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says that, how is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So his mother said, no, he is okay. And he says, no, I will not eat and I will not drink. I will not do anything until I don't see him with my own eyes. And in the state of pain, in the state of being injured, and in a state of disorientation after he just came back out of unconsciousness, he was taken to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him entering and he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They embraced each other in love. And thereafter only, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu forgot all his pain, all his grief, because his beloved friend, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was well. Subhanallah. So these are some of the examples that we have quoted. We'll quote a few more, inshallah, to inspire ourselves to have real, genuine, authentic love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because upon that rests our iman, and through that will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also His love. وما علينا إلا البلاغ. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله مولانا for that inspiring program. Do join us next week at the same time with the أسماء النبي program with مولانا محمد علي. From myself, Muhammad Bam. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.